When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to Unbreakable Latina.
Hi guys, welcome back to Unbreakable Latina. This is your host Melina. I hope you're having an amazing day, whatever day you're listening to this on. I did not record the podcast this weekend. I was absolutely tired, exhausted. I've been saying that for a while, but I really truly felt it. I just have been nonstop since like the year started, but I gave myself grace because I am going on vacation tomorrow and I didn't want to be exhausted for my vacation. I also hadn't really cleaned my house. I hadn't done anything and I knew that I wanted to sleep in. And let me tell you, so I canceled Saturday, I canceled Pilates. I'm like, I'm going to sleep in because I've been going hard, going early on the weekends and just getting my day started. But I canceled Pilates and I told myself it's gonna rain, so just sleep in. I had an event to go to at night, so I had nothing else planned except sleep in, do some laundry, and get ready for that event. And I did that. I woke up at 10:30 a.m., which for me, that's like waking up at 1 p.m. for a regular person because I'm such a morning person. I always fight with myself, within myself, whenever I do sleep in. Like, oh my God, I just wasted so much time. But my body truly needed it. And I slept in. I had breakfast. Very, very slow motion. I ended up getting ready for the event I was going to. I got invited to a Chispa and a Clara for Creators event. It was an event called Girls Night In. And it was in celebration of Women's History Month. When I got the invitation, I was really surprised that it was hosted on a Saturday where I can actually go to. So I was super excited when I got the email. The event was invite only, so I couldn't bring a plus one. And I was really nervous about that. But I thought to myself, like, I always tell everybody to step out of their comfort zone. Like, this is out of my comfort zone, going to events by yourself. I don't know. Me da nervios. I get a little anxiety. But once I'm there and I start talking to people, I feel better. But I thought of a couple creators that I'm like, I wonder if they got invited to. So I messaged Jazz Lupita. If you don't follow her. She is so sweet. I knew I was going to hit it off with her. We've never met in person, but we've talked over Instagram. I have a lot of virtual friends that I don't know, but I feel like I know. And she actually got invited as well. So I felt a little better knowing that she was going. And we're all like, what are you going to wear? I don't know what I'm going to wear. So we ended up arriving around the same time and I waited for her to park. We walked in together. She was waiting for her other friend that I also follow on Instagram. I didn't know that she was coming. It's Jen Alondra. And she does like fashion content. They both do like fashion, makeup, lifestyle. I'm more of the podcast girly, but I need to step my game up because they really inspired me. Like, I love their content and we hit it off. We hung out together in the event. They had food. We kept on eating. We were not shy about the food. They had drinks. I tasted Onda by Shay Mitchell. It's like this tequila seltzer. It's really good. They introduced me to some of their friends. I introduced myself to some people that I follow on Instagram, but we've never really talked. Or some girls came up to me, said, I love your podcast. People that I didn't even know knew me were there. And it was just nice to actually physically meet these people and just share stories about content creation or things that we've experienced. And they shared about even events they've gone to and just networking. And it was really nice just to hang out. The time went by so fast. They had so many activities and honestly estamos chismeando comadreando so much that we kind of lost track of time. And by the time we realized that we hadn't done most of the activities like making bracelets and doing some other things they had, it was time to go. The event was over at 9. We stayed like the whole time. And I was just thinking about the fact that if I let fear get in the way of me going to that event, or my social anxiety, or that imposter syndrome, I wouldn't have made the connections that I made. We had a lot of fun. What else was I going to do on a Saturday night when it's raining? I was probably just going to stay home and go to In-N-Out or something. And I'm glad that I went, because I look forward to hanging out with these girls again and just seeing them at other events and just, you know, hyping each other up. So if you have been holding yourself back from doing something because of fear, because of social anxiety, just put yourself out of the comfort zone. You never know what's going to come from it. I'll always live by that quote: if it doesn't scare you, it doesn't change you. And every time that I'm scared to do something and I do it, it changes me. It levels me up, I feel like. So this is your sign to stop holding yourself back. So it's been a while since I gave you guys dating teas, so let me share. And I think that I forget to share on the podcast because I'm so active on Instagram stories that I be just going on rampages there, and I forget that I don't say it on the podcast. So let's see. Dating update. Dun, dun, dun. Drum roll, please. So, I had been dating this guy for like, I don't know, like 4 or 5 weeks max. No me acuerdo. But he's the one that I went to dinner on a random Wednesday night. And then we went out a couple other times. I want to say like we went like on 5 or 6 dates. Según. ¿Verdad? No me acuerdo. Algo así. And things were going well, but there was a few things that I was just like, I don't think this is my husband would not act like this. But I kind of was just being like, just go with the flow, like, take it easy. And there was, you know, as you start dating someone, you start seeing, like, who they are. And little by little, you start learning more about them. Obviously, that's what dating is about. But there was a few things that I was like, I don't know about that. I don't know about that. Like, I could just tell he was very free-spirited. And I am a little bit free-spirited, but I'm more of, like, a girl with a plan, a girl with some sort of outline. Not a plan like 6 to 6, I'm doing this, but like I have an outline or a way that I want my life to look like, and it just wasn't aligning with his. And the cherry on top of everything was that one day I was just like, oh, like, why do you keep coming to my house in different cars? And he's like, oh, these are my parents' cars. And I was like, oh my God, like, he doesn't have a car. And he said, where's your car? And he goes, I just haven't paid my registration since October. And when he said that, I was just like, I got such an ick. And I know to some people, it's like, it's not that big of a deal. To me, it is. If you haven't paid your registration and you've been traveling, you've been taking me on dates, and you've been doing all this stuff and your priorities are not straight, like, I can't fuck with that. Like, I really can't. And it's just one thing that says a lot about a person. And I kind of got the ick, and like the conversation just kept dying, and I just like let it rest in peace. There was no conversation. I think we both knew that it wasn't going to work out. We had very different lifestyles, and I am more ready for someone who's ready to be committed. I think he's still living his like best bachelor life. So yeah, that ended because my boy didn't pay his registration. So we're going to call him Mr. Registration Man, Mr. Vehicle Registration. And honestly, I had such a good time dating him, so I don't have any complaints. I was just kind of like, really, dude, you don't got your shit together. But it is what it is. He wasn't my person. I read this quote today, and it really stood out to me because it's truly how I feel. It says, the only type of man you need is one that will make your life easier, one that will actually add to your life and not take away from it in any way, shape, or form. If you're not delighted in how he has contributed to your life, or you can't brag about how well he treats you, then ask yourself, why are you really with him then? And a lot of people will continue to tell me that my standards are too high and that this or that, but honestly, I'm really happy with my life. And if anyone comes into it, I wanted to him to add value to my life or make my life easier, because I'm happy where I'm at. I provide for myself for the lifestyle that I want. So if someone can't match that or provide a better lifestyle than the one I provide for myself, then I don't want it. And take my advice, because I'm your big sister that has settled before. And where did that leave me? Heartbroken by an ugly man. I get so happy when you guys tell me that I'm the big sister that you never had, or you guys look up to me because I'm your sister. Porque soy la viejona. Me están diciendo vieja. No, I'm just kidding. But, yeah, I get really excited to give sisterly advice because I know what it's like not to have a big sister. I have an older brother and it's not the same as having a big sister. Like, my little sister is so lucky to have me. But truly, I'm lucky to have her too. Pero me da mucho honor que you guys refer to me as your big sis. So today's theme of the podcast is big sis advice. I asked for you guys to submit questions, voice notes, emails. So I got a few. So I'm going to go through them. This episode's not going to be so long because it's kind of late and I have to go to sleep because I'm going to be up for a long time. So here we go.
Hi, Melina. I've been listening to your podcast for a while now, and I literally love listening to your podcasts whenever I'm feeling, you know, sad or I just want to have a peace of mind. I love the way you talk to us and the way that you explain yourself, and you're so vulnerable with us, and I just love that. My question for you today is, I also have a very tough relationship with my father, and it's really hard for me to accept that I don't have that father and daughter relationship that others have. And I do live with him, and I do see him every day, and, you know, he says he loves me and all that stuff, but he also does things that really hurt me, and I just get so upset. So how did you deal with your father and the disappointment that comes to not be able to have that relationship with him? Yeah, but I love you, Miggy, and keep doing your grind, girl, and don't stop.
Hola, amiguis. Thank you so much for all your sweet comments and for sharing the story with me. This really hits home. It hits me at my heartstrings because I know what it's like. And I could hear the pain in your voice because I have that same pain because you could hear it in my voice right now. And it does get easier. There's some days that I don't think about it. There's days that I think about it all the time. But I think one thing that really helped me was going to therapy. Going to therapy really taught me about boundaries and how I'm not responsible for other people's actions. I grew up as a daddy's girl. So having that memory of being so close to my dad to now not having a relationship at all, it's a really big change. And throughout my healing journey, I've talked about how it feels like I'm grieving a person that's still alive. So I grieve and I remember that person that I once had. I don't know if at some point you and your father had a relationship, maybe when you were little, or if you've never had it. But it's just like grieving something that you're never gonna have. And I hope that maybe one day that changes for you. But as for me, I've come to terms with the fact that this is how life is going to be. And sometimes I see like father daughters and doing stuff or like videos on TikTok, and I'm like, damn, like I'm never going to know what that feels like. But I cherish like the good memories that I have with him. So I try to think about those, and I also give him grace. And I think that I'm at the healing stage of my life where I forgive him. I forgive him for, you know, abandoning us, even though it hurts, because I don't know what he's going through. Like, I don't know what's in his head or what happened to him growing up. I don't know anything. So I give him a lot of grace. But how do you deal with it? You kind of just learn to live with it. I know it's probably not like the best advice, but you learn every day that this is how life is going to be. And I feel like I've just poured more love into myself, that I've learned to be okay with the fact that he's not going to be part of my life and he's really missing out because I'm a pretty cool person. And I send you a big hug because this is really hard. It's tough because, you know, you don't choose your parents. And you don't choose family. And if someone's listening to this that has, like, you know, a bad relationship with their sibling or with their mom, with their dad, or with somebody in the family. As much as I want everyone to get along, it just doesn't happen that way. And we sometimes just have to grieve the fact that we're never going to have that. And it's like, I compare it to an actual death, where you just kind of like start getting used to the fact that it's never going to happen, or that person is gone forever, that relationship is gone forever. And it's not easy. It comes in waves, just like grieving like a death comes in waves. Grieving a person who's alive or a relationship, it comes in waves. Some days you're going to be totally fine. Other days you're going to see a father, daughter, and it's going to hit home, because it hits home for me in the most randomest places. Like last time I was at the grocery store and it hit me and I was just like, oh, like this sucks. Or when there's like father, daughter dances, or I see like a dad walking their daughter down the aisle, like it really hits home. But you got to protect your peace. You got to protect your heart, your feelings, and put yourself first. I hope this helps, amigis.
Hi, Melina. I love your podcast so much, and it's helped me a lot in my healing journey. I never thought I would be able to find something that I'm able to relate to. My question is for you is, how do you deal with choosing the right people in your life? Currently, I went out with one of my best friends. I've known her for years. We've had a lot of trauma bonding together. We've been through a lot of things together, you know, been there for one another. She does have a slight drinking problem. And we did go out one night and it didn't go well. And I may feel like I have to choose between her or my boyfriend, because they're both rivaling. And I haven't talked to her in a long time because I decided to separate. But I just want to know is how you would choose the right people for your life, and when it's time to say goodbye, or, you know, try again. But yeah, I love you. You're the best. Keep doing what you're doing. Don't stop.
Hola, amigos. Thank you so much for all the love. I really appreciate it. So how do you pick what kind of people to surround yourself with, or when it's time to no longer be friends with someone, or to have that friendship that you used to have? I've had a lot of experience in this, and I truly believe that not every friendship makes it to every chapter of your life. And sometimes I could think back of my high school days when I had a group of friends and we were all very close-knit. We did everything together. And one day it just wasn't aligning with what I like to do. We grew up, we grew apart. They started like partying a lot. I mean, I partied too, but not to the point where I was belligerent drunk, or this was like from high school to college years where they were always out. I had curfews, I had rules, and they didn't. It just didn't align anymore with me. And I think that at a very young age, I realized that not all friends are meant forever. And unfortunately, I've lost a lot of friends. Unfortunately, fortunately, because now I have a lot of good friends that I hope are forever, but you never know. And I think a lot of us, it's hard for us to end friendships just because, oh my God, but I was there for her when she went through a breakup. She was there for me. Like a lot of like, I feel like I owe this person a friendship because they were there for me in a moment that I really needed them. Like my most recent friendship breakup, I felt shitty in the beginning for ending the friendship because of like a betrayal, but because I said, how could I end this friendship when this person was there for me when I needed them the most? But then they did something to me that was a betrayal, and I just came to the terms that not everyone's meant forever, and some people are just sent to your life to be there for you in that moment, or for you to be for them in that moment. But what you really have to think about is where your life is at now. And if it brings you joy to hang out with that person, does that friend bring you joy, or does she do something for you? Like, what do you get? What do you benefit out of this friendship? If it's just problems, then it's probably not a friendship that you should be aligned with anymore. But if this person inspires you or does this, maybe have a conversation with them. Have a conversation with them and say, hey, you know, like, I think your drinking is this, and see where it goes from there. But if you're feeling like the only reason that you still want to keep this friend around is because you're trauma bonded, then I don't think that's a good reason, because I feel like that's kind of like a romantic relationship where you're like, oh, but we've been through so much, but you're not happy anymore. Then maybe it's time to walk away. Does there have to be a talk? I just had an episode last week about closure and grudges. I don't think there's always a talk, but if you feel like you need to explain yourself, like, hey, like, I don't want to go out anymore, I don't want to drink like that, and you do, and I love you so much, but I can't do that, like, hit me up when you want to do something chill, like, go get a coffee, or when we're sober, you're super cool, but when you're drinking, like, you know, I don't think I want to be part of that anymore. You just have to see what the situation is and what you're willing to put up with and what you're willing to not put up with. It just depends. You could be at a very different stage of your life right now where this isn't aligning anymore, and it's okay to walk away, and you don't have to feel bad about it because it's your life and you're the one living it. I hope this helps, amigis. Sending you a hug. Okay, and the last one I received through email, so I'm going to read it to you guys. Hola, amigis. I spent the last 6 years of my life in college and graduated in May of 2023. Although I am proud of obtaining my degree and having furthered my education financially, I was drowning. I received a few scholarships and aids to help me out, but it wasn't enough for my expenses worked throughout my college career. I recently turned 25 and I'm now working full time. I don't know why, but at this point in my life, I still find myself in the same position as when I was a college student. Does it ever get better financially? I have heard time and time again that once you're in your 30s, you will be much better off. Help! Is this a phase of my life, or is this permanent? Sincerely, a 25-year-old Latina. Hola, amigis. Thank you so much for sharing that with me. I, too, was a struggling college student financially. I basically was just working to pay my car. That's it. I had no money to do anything. I wasn't that girly that could go to concerts or could go to places because I had no money. I literally worked a part-time job fresh out of college. I was making minimum wage. I was working max, like, I don't know, like 30 hours a week. So nomás me salía para mi aseguranza y para mi carro. And it does get better. But I also want you to give yourself grace, because the economy right now freaking sucks. Because even when now that I'm making more money in my career, I don't make a whole lot, but it's been a struggle. So not only is the economy just so bad right now, you are just starting in your career. And one advice that I could give you, I'm not a financial expert, so, but things that I've seen in my friend group or just from hearing people, is move jobs. Like, learn what you can at the job that you have and always apply for another one and ask for raises. I was always afraid to ask for raises until I started doing it and got very comfortable with it, and hearing other people like tell me like, oh, well, I got offered this or I got offered that. And I thought to myself, this whole time I've been working the same job with people that are making more money than me. So always, I mean, it does get easier. In your 30s, it's different because obviously you have established a life. But one thing, just keep looking for jobs and get whatever you can from this job and always apply for jobs that make more money. Ask for more money. Even if you think it's a crazy amount, just ask for it. You never know what you're going to get. Like, sometimes I think back on money that I made when I was younger and I'm like, damn, they paid me so easy when I asked for like $20. I could have asked for more money, especially if you're doing so well at your career. Like, have a meeting with your manager and tell them like, hey, you know, like, I do this, that, and that, and I think I deserve a raise. And it does get easier. You learn how to manage your finances. Just make sure you're not spending money like on things you don't need. It sounds like you're not, but When I was in my 20s, I did not do anything. I did not get into debt. I was always so scared. I mean, I did get into debt with my student loans, but you know, one day those are going to get forgiven. I forgave them already. But I never bought myself like clothes, anything. I know it sounds so lame because you go online now and you see all these people and they have like these big hauls of all this clothes they're getting. And you think like, damn, like they went to college, they're working the same job as me, but nobody knows like, is their family helping or are they financially like in debt? Like, don't compare yourself to anybody else. Just keep grinding and it does get easier. Right now, I can't say that it's like it's going to get easy tomorrow because the economy, like I said, sucks so bad. But just give yourself grace of, you know, you're starting off, you're very young and it does get easier. Ponte las pilas, mija. No, I'm just kidding. But I try to make money here and there, like get other little side gigs and always save. I was such a huge saver. Like, me daba, if I didn't have money in my savings, like I was always like freaking out. So I was very conscious of how I would spend my money. I would cut costs, you know, bring my lonche. That's one thing that I still do and I'll forever do. I don't spend money on going out to lunch. I try to save as much. Just be very conscious about where you're saving your money. If it's because no te gusta para tus biles, like, we're all the same way. We're all struggling, amiga. Like, I hope this helps. I'm all over the place. But, you know, just be conscious about where you spend your money. Always look for other opportunities. Don't feel like you're stuck to a job. If they're not paying you well, start looking, start applying. I remember I used to apply at jobs while I was at the job. Don't tell my managers because they'll probably hate me. But I used to be applying for jobs while I was on the job and I ended up landing other ones. And every time I landed one more, I made more money. So I was a serial quitter. I would quit every job. I had so many jobs. I remember people were like, you don't last anywhere. But it was because I wasn't making enough money and I needed money because I had no one else to financially support me. So I needed to make that money. I needed to contribute to my household. And every time I left a job, I got a better one. So don't let no one tell you that you can't move up. They always say like to just move jobs because that way you're going to make more money every time. I hope this helps, amigas, and it's going to get better. Sending you a big hug. Thank you guys so much for listening today. I know the episode's late, pero más vale late que nunca. Me voy de vacaciones y voy a tomar alcohol a montones. I'm just kidding. But I'm going on vacation. I'm celebrating my birthday all month. It's my birthday month. My birthday's April 9th. I'm going to turn 34. I know I look like I'm 24. I'm just kidding. I did get Dysport the other day. So once I lose these wrinkles, it's all over for you guys. No, I'm just kidding. I hope you have an amazing week. I will talk to you in a few weeks because your girl is going to take some time off and enjoy it. Si me quieren mandar dinero para una bebida, no me enojo. My Venmo is at Sevilla Meli. And follow me on Instagram and TikTok at Unbreakable Latina. Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe. Share this episode on your story so more amigas can listen to your crazy friend Melina. And I hope you guys have an amazing week. I'll talk to you in a few weeks. Bye.